The U.S. hate crimes bill goes to a Senate hearing. Ethnic Karen Christians are chased out of Myanmar and find trouble in Thailand. And one mission agency says Iran is ripe for a big change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Some have now dubbed it thought police legislation. We're talking about H.R. 1913, dubbed the hate crimes bill, a bill many Christians say will make Bible-preaching pastors criminals in the U.S. A hearing is being held today in the Senate, says International Christian Concerns' Jeff King.
600 and some thousand letters were delivered to the Senate, and it absolutely put the brakes on this thing. They were going to try to sneak it through and put it as an amendment to another bill and try to get it quietly through. And actually, this thing has turned into a bit of a storm.
There's a provision in the bill that says free speech won't be restricted, but pastors could be at risk for teaching negatively about Islam or the biblical teaching of homosexuality.
Anybody who induces somebody or counsels somebody can be charged under the act. So this is a wide open loophole, and if you get an activist judge or an activist court, they will grab hold of it, they will use it, and it'll be a bludgeon against the church. You mark my words, it'll happen.
King's asking you to contact your senator today. We'll connect you at our website. Next, thousands of ethnic Karen villagers have fled Myanmar's army attacks. Vision Beyond Borders' Wes Flint says,
many of these fled to refugee camps on the Thailand border or on the Burma border.
But once there, they discovered the rebels weren't the only targets. Many of the Karen are Christians. Flint says one of their contacts has been sneaking into the refugee camps to bring aid to the Karen there.
The military fired mortars into the refugee camp. They've been poisoning the water with weed killer. It is an absolute horror what's going on. The Thai soldiers, they see, but they just allow it to continue.
Their team has been providing humanitarian aid in the camps as well as Bibles. But Flint notes that
many Buddhists that are in this part of the country have come to Christ not by aggressive evangelism, but simply by the compassion shown of a few believers that care.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A warning from the Supreme Leader didn't stop Iranians from protesting yesterday. When they gathered as promised near parliament buildings in Tehran, they met swarms of riot police. The beatings and violence reflect the hardline government's fear of change. According to the International Mission Board, Iranian Christians say Islam is losing its power and people are looking for something more. Pray the political turmoil will cause many to turn to Christ. Meanwhile, China's PSB officers tortured yet another Christian human rights attorney last week, according to China Aid Association. They didn't ask him any questions while they tortured him, but they wrote up a record of the interrogation anyway. They asked the attorney to sign it, but he wrote down a summary of the torture instead. The government's been harassing him ever since he defended citizens from forced evictions. Pray God will use his life to spread the gospel. And finally, kids have the opportunity to hear the gospel at an earlier age and hopefully make a decision for Christ. His Kids Radio has been seeking to reach as many kids as possible through their songs and Christian children's programs for the last 20 years. Dodd Morris is the director of His Kids Radio.
His Kids Radio is one part of HisKids.net, which is a website where a lot of Christian children's broadcasters come together and say we want to make our ministry and our audio resources available to as many families as possible.
You can listen to the radio broadcast through local sub-channels, going online, or purchasing one of their Wi-Fi family radios, making HisKids.net available worldwide.
It's a combination of the fun, interactive stuff that we do, and then the imaginative side of communicating God's truth through radio drama or just Bible teaching for kids. People all around the world really can use His Kids Radio to come to an understanding of the simple truth of God's plan of salvation.
Visit our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, Veiled Freedom, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Through three fictional characters, this book will give you a better understanding of Afghanistan while comparing Christianity and the teachings of Muhammad. Get Veiled Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.